love that new show open. It is Tuesday. My name is Carl Azuz. This is CNN Student News. We're bringing you stories from around the world, and today we're going to take you underground and out into space. But we're starting in the Philippines with the impact of a powerful storm there. You can see some of the flooding and damage here. It's all the result of Typhoon Utor. In the Philippines, it's also called Labuyo. Typhoons are the same kinds of storms as hurricanes. They're called different things based on where they happen. And this one, Utor, is the strongest typhoon that's happened anywhere in the world so far this year. Winds up to 124 miles per hour, at least one person killed. 20 more were missing yesterday. More than 600 homes were damaged in the area where it made landfall. The Philippines is made up of more than 7,000 islands, and the country is hit by an average of 20 typhoons every year. In the U.S., some states are dealing with severe weather as well. In Colorado, heavy rains led to flash flooding. Take a look at this video. These cars washed away like toys. In some parts of the state, the floodwaters were up to 10 feet deep and moving at up to 30 miles per hour. You can see the water rushing through the cars that are stuck in it. These vehicles were in a parking garage that flooded. You can see how high the water rose based on how little of the cars are still visible. Once the floodwaters started to recede, this is the kind of damage they left behind. At least one person was killed. Emergency crews were searching for anyone who was missing, and residents were just starting to clean up and recover. That could take some time.